Put yourself for a moment in this scene. You're in a club or a bar with your friends. You strike up a conversation with someone new and you're asked for your phone number. However, you have absolutely no desire to see this person again. What do? Well, you tell the person you're from New York City, and this is your phone number, 212-479-7990. Here's what your non-dream date will hear when the call is placed.
Welcome to the New York City Rejection Line, brought to you by RejectionLine.com. Unfortunately, the person who gave you this number does not want to talk to you or speak to you again. We would like to take this opportunity to officially reject you.
Jonah Peretti and his sister Chelsea started the Rejection Line last August. It can handle 10 calls at once and is frequently busy. And if you're not completely devastated by the initial message, there are three options for further listening. Option one takes you to the comfort specialist.
Hey, Pumpkin. I know this hurts. I know. The mean-spirited individual who gave you this number does not know you, the real you. You behind the mask. But you do, don't you?
That is Becky Poole. She's a comic also here in New York. She has such a great voice. It's so soft and scratchy, and I thought it would be good for the comfort specialist. So,
what's option two?
A sad poem by a kindred spirit.
As city soundscapes echo, echo in my mind, thoughts turn to why. Why no friends in high school? I pretend, perform, but take no bow. You cannot see me crying.
Does that help? I mean, someone who's already been rejected, listening to this guy read this maudlin poem, does that help?
Well, I think it's hard to know whether people who are actually getting rejected feel better when they get an automated rejection service than if someone tells them directly. But in a way, it's a satire on the dating scene. So you basically draws attention to the sort of dehumanization of the dating scene.
See, we've gone through this whole evolution. At first, we got all these messages just of people cracking up. Then we started getting some angry men message in what I call the angry men phase. And then now we started to get some sad women.
What happens if the sad woman ends up taking option two, which is the man reading the poem, and the angry man ends up getting, the cheerleader?
I'd like to think there's something transcendental in the sad poem that anyone could relate to, regardless of their gender or sexual orientation.
We did try to make it. We wanted it to be that it could work for relationships. It could work for business relationships. It could work for gay relationships, white, black. We tried to make it as open as possible.
We haven't heard about option three.
Oh, option three is cling to the delusional hope that a relationship is still possible. That's mine. Handcrafted for my own neuroses.
The person who gave you this number was probably just joking around. Maybe this is their way of saying, hey, you, I'm scared. I'm scared of committing to or even casually dating you because you are that intimidating and impressive.
I had so much fun recording it,
yeah,
to be honest.
It's real Pollyanna, you know? I mean, the amount of sugar that's there, you sort of feel like you need an insulin injection when it's over.
Welcome to my psyche.
Now, you're a sibling team, but obviously have different dating experiences.
Sorry, that was funny.
Yeah. Was this a response to you all being rejector or rejectee?
I don't know. I identify pretty closely with both.
Did it come from actual experience, though? I mean, did you finally reach a point in your dating life that you said, we need something here?
Well, it really came from the experience of meeting women who had been harassed constantly by men and wanting to have some way of telling them that they're not interested.
Have you ever thought of getting together all those folks that leave the messages at the end?
There was someone who emailed saying he wanted to work for us, and he's like, I don't need to get paid. I just want to catch all these women on the rebound.
I don't know about matchmaking. I think we'll leave that to the Yentas of New York City.
Chelsea Peretti, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jonah Peretti, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jonah and Chelsea Peretti are co-founders of The Rejection Line and rejectionline.com. To get that number again, visit our website at npr.org.